بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, still in this chapter of the prohibition of photos, taking photos, keeping photos, etc. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, من صور صورة في الدنيا, a person who makes a photo in this dunya, كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح يوم القيامة, he will be given the responsibility to put life into that picture on the day of Qiyamah. وليس بنافخ, and he will not be able to do so. So that will be his punishment, and accordingly then Allah Ta'ala will punish him. And this picture, photo, whichever way it is made, the picture itself, that will be the cause of his punishment. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة, the person who will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, المصورون, those people who used to make pictures, photos, etc. Some ulama of the opinion that المصورون, making pictures, here refers to those who make the images of idols which could be worshipped by doing so. So one will become a disbeliever if he makes the pictures of idols and to worship them, then in that case a person will become a disbeliever. In one country that we went to, the people commonly, which is a good thing, they used to ask us to make 2 rakats of namaz in their houses for barakat. But the place they used to let us make namaz, just on top, exactly on top, they are the pictures of the sheikhs. One big photo, 2 photos, 3 photos of big sheikhs, and you have to make namaz there facing that picture. So in that case, this is what leads to idol worship slowly. And this is how idol worship started, with photos and then with statues and then later on to worship these. By doing so, one will become a disbeliever, and since his evil action leads others to the worst sin of shirk, he will receive the severest punishment. Other ulama state that the word al-musawwirun is general, hence all animate images, effigies and pictures are included in this prohibition. Some say that it is not only of idols and idols, but they say any picture is included in this. Whilst photographs are prohibited, photographs of pious people are prohibited to an even greater extent, since they can lead to idol worship. This is also an important point to understand, the photos, and to keep photos of pious people, this is even a more severe guna. The other photos are also haram, but the photos of pious people, because then the people can start eventually worshipping them. There are people, there are reports that we have, that they don't leave the house in the morning until on the cupboard door they've got a picture of their sheikh, and they go and pay homage to him, then they leave the house. That is, they ask his barakat that he must protect them, etc. So all this is leading to idol worship. And also in this, all other type of things like dolls, with this is very common also, teddy bears, these things also we keep in the houses for the children, etc. These things also are not permitted at all. When they've got eyes in them, then the teddy bear, the dolls, etc., these are not permitted either. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stated that scholars or ulama of the view that making an image of a living being is severely prohibited, and amongst the major sins regarding which severe warnings have been mentioned in the hadith. It is prohibited because one is imitating the attribute of Allah of being the sole creator. So therefore we should try and refrain from pictures, dolls, teddy bears, all these things, And especially don't keep it in the bedroom, where most probably a person's mort will come when he's in his bed or so. And the farishtas of Rahmat do not come into a place where these things are kept. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, ومن أظلم ممن ذهب يخلق كخلقي. That who is more a greater oppressor than the person who goes and makes something which is exclusive my right. To create is my right alone. And who is this who is imitating me and making something like that? فَلْيَخْلُقُوا ذَرَّةً. So let that person create one atom. أَوْ لِيَخْلُقُوا حَبَّةً. Oh, let him create a grain of seed, a grain seed. أَوْ لِيَخْلُقُوا شَعِيرَةً. Oh, let him create a barley seed. This nobody can do. Make the seeds. So Allah says, let us see if they can do this. Such an action is oppression. Allah is referred to as oppression in this hadith because the attribute of Allah is being assigned to the creation. Allah Ta'ala says that to create a minute thing like an atom or a seed as a form of rebuke and to prove the inability. This was also miraculously said by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam because man will never be able to produce any such object despite his sophistication in science and progress in technology. This hadith clearly explains the reason why picture making is forbidden. Creating and forming of living beings is amongst the special qualities of Allah Ta'ala alone and none may compete with him in it. By forming a picture, a person is practically claiming to be a partner with Allah Ta'ala in this respect. Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ. He is Allah, the creator, the perfect maker, the fashioner. We also learn from this hadith that the greater the degree of resemblance between the image and the actual creation of Allah, the greater the degree of prohibition. Because the extent of challenging and attempting to resemble Allah Ta'ala is greater when the image is closer to the original. So, a photograph resembles the original to a greater degree than a hand-drawn image. Hence, the former is prohibited to a greater extent. Because taking a photo, that is more accurate than a hand-drawn thing. That is not so accurate usually as what the actual thing is. Therefore, the prohibition is greater and consequently the punishment will also be greater. May Allah protect us from all sins, forgive us for all the wrongs that we have committed, and let us try and get rid of any photos that we have. They are being displayed or anything, dolls, teddy bears, all this type of things, clothing that have got images, small children's clothing, have got images on them, shoes, etc. These things we should avoid. They are not permitted.